Maple Leafs defenseman Jake Gardner. Is that true, Jake? You guys got stuck in St. Louis last night?
That's a little exaggerated, but yes, we did. We were only on the tarmac until about 12:15, and then we ended up pulling the plug, got some sleep, and were able to take off this morning.
Who was the most pissed off in the organization? Like, who was, like, who just was losing their mind, saying this is garbage? I wanted to get home.
I think everyone did after the long trip. I could see Babs kind of walking around the front of the plane. He wasn't too happy. I don't think anyone was really happy, though. It was a long trip. Everyone wanted to get home, but better be safe than sorry. So I'm glad we got here today.
Who packed the lightest? Is there a guy that just brings for that long of a road trip a toothbrush and goes commando the whole time?
I don't know who packed the lightest, but John Tavares definitely packed the heaviest. I was giving him a hard time. It looked like he had 7 or 8 bags on the trip.
Yeah, that's an infraction, man. You can't do that. That's too much cargo. Like, what's he planning for? Why would he do that?
Well, he's got every gadget. He's got his roller. He's got his he's just a professional, you know. He's prepared for anything.
With Jake Gardner, we were wondering, because we were down in Vegas and we were at the game watching you guys on Thursday night. And after the game, you guys got on the plane and went off to Arizona. Why didn't you make the call to stay in Vegas Thursday night?
If it was our choice, we probably would have. But I think for the success of the team, it was probably good we got out of there.
So that was the coach who said we're leaving?
I would assume that he wouldn't have liked that. So I would assume that was his call, yeah.
Well, you guys played really well on the Thursday night. I mean, you guys, you're comfortably into a playoff spot. I mean, you're the longest standing Leaf. Is it on you to be the one to step up in those moments and say, I don't care what the plan is, we're staying in Vegas?
For make that call, I don't think that's going to fly.
Okay.
I really wish it did, but I don't think that'll work.
With Jake Gardner, as we were pointing this out before you came on, you and Nazem Kadri, you started your careers here in 2011-2012. There's been a lot of turnover over the 7 years. You two are the only ones that have survived. Take us back to that season when you both started as young Leafs. Did any of you, either of you, you and Nazem, actually believe you'd still be here in 2019?
I mean, you never know. At that point, you're just trying to, make your way into the league and try to stay in the league as long as possible. If you asked us that question, I'd probably say no, it wouldn't be us two. Here we are today, and a lot of things have changed. A lot of players have came and went, and this is probably the best our team has been, and still happy to be here.
With Jake Gardner, well, you're a pending UFA at the end of the year. How often does that kind of pop into your mind, and how do you approach, obviously, a very monumental summer upcoming?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I just try not to think about during the season. It's a lot of people ask me about it, but right now I'm just focused on winning hockey games and trying to make the playoffs and kind of see what happens down the stretch here.
Jake, watching the game last night, it seemed like St. Louis was a big, fast, physical team. You guys are obviously fast and skilled, not the most physical team. What is the game? And everyone's talking about what do they need at the deadline. How do you guys defend against a team like that? Or what's the approach against a team that plays that heavy game to try to defend that? Obviously, in the first two periods, it didn't work quite well. And in the third period, you guys kind of got to your game. But what's the approach?
Yeah, I mean, we knew they were going to be flying right away. I'm not sure if we knew it was going to be that good. We didn't play well in the first. We didn't break the puck out well. And obviously, they got some momentum going. Kind of got regrouped in the second. I thought we played well and started taking it to them, played our game. And I thought it was a big step for us playing against the hottest team in hockey and coming back from a 2-goal deficit to at least get 1 point out of it. I thought it was good on our group.
We just talked about you being the longest standing Leaf. Has the league changed that much since when you first got into it compared to what it is now, and what is it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, every team you had at least, two or three guys that could definitely fight. You look at a team like last night, I guess they're a bigger, heavier team. There's not many of those left, really. And then you look at our team, it's mostly skill and speed. And I think that's kind of the way the league is trending.
With Jake Gardner, so obviously you guys still have some games left, but the biggest date that a lot of people are focused on would be next Monday at the trade deadline, and you've been through this rodeo many, many times. But if a younger guy were to come up to you and ask for advice and how to handle it, what kind of advice would you hand out?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through it a lot where my name's been in the talks. I haven't heard too much this year, but if I was a young guy, I'd say just don't worry about it. It's part of the business. It's, you know, all the cliche answers, really, but that's kind of how it has to be. And you're on the Maple Leafs right now, and that's kind of what you have to worry about.
So this is really cool, this initiative you're involved in, the 2019 Special Olympics Ontario Invitational Youth Games, May 14th through 17th. It's going to bring over 2,000 student-athletes together, aged 13 to 21, from around the world to Toronto. The website is youthgames2019.com/draft to draft an athlete. Tell us about your involvement here and why this made so much sense for you to get involved.
Yeah, so Glenn McDonald's the president and CEO, and we've got to know each other over the years I've been in Toronto. And he had reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to draft any athletes. And so my wife's brother is a special athlete in Minnesota, so it kind of hits home for me. And I just thought I would help out. So on February 5th, me and a few others, Chief Saunders was there, and we went and kind of launched this, and I drafted five athletes. And the goal here is to raise money so that these athletes can come from around the world. And the goal is to raise $2 million so that 2,000 athletes can come and attend these games. And like I said, it's just something that hits home for me, and I'm happy to be involved with. And it's always so much fun seeing these kids' faces, and especially when they're hockey fans and you can kind of make an influence on their lives.
Again, the website youthgames2019.com/draft. Good luck with that and the rest of the season. Thank you for doing this, Jake. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Yep, there's Jake Gardner from the Maple Leafs.